This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. News item number one today, another 3 million people, as I'm sure you've heard, made first-time claims for unemployment in the past week. That brings it to 36 million plus in the past couple of months. There's a whole slew of second-order effects out of that, of course, and one of them is that the Labor Department has told cities and states they have an obligation to detect waste and fraud in the unemployment system, and there are reports of states that have been pushing companies to disclose when employees refuse to return to work. And as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, that is putting a whole lot of businesses in a pretty tight spot.
About 2 weeks ago, the Vermont Labor Department launched a webpage for businesses to report employees who decline offers to return to work. By doing so, employers could effectively kick those workers off of unemployment insurance, though there are some exemptions. Mark Fryer co-owns a restaurant called The Reservoir in Waterbury, Vermont. He says he isn't happy with the tough choices that may force him to make.
It makes it very difficult to think that we would have to turn to the state and tell them that they should pull their aid.
Fryer laid off all of his employees in mid-March. He also took out a Paycheck Protection Program loan, which can be forgiven if he brings his headcount back up during the loan's 8-week window. Restaurants are allowed to do takeout, but Vermont hasn't allowed them to fully reopen. Fryer's restaurant is closed.
We're not rushing to bring people off unemployment when we can't reopen our doors because of state order.
One of Fryer's former employees is Sage Guggenheim, head chef at The Reservoir. She says she'd love to get back, but given the safety issues of returning to work, she understands that others want to stay at home.
We don't want to force people into a difficult position where they have to choose between what they want to do and what they have to do.
Businesses want to keep good relationships with their employees, says labor economist Teresa Ghilarducci at the New School.
They also have some loyalty and a relationship of trust that builds up over time.
Several other states have set up similar websites for reporting employees, including Montana, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and South Carolina. Frank Knapp is the president of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. He says many businesses are realizing a hard truth about their PPP loans.
This forgivable loan may not be forgivable.
He says some may decide to give back their PPP loans rather than force their employees to return to work. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.